Don't be like a crab. I'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Mark Bowser here to tell you about my friend Danny Lane. Danny Lane is an American hero. In fact, he's a hero of mine. I had the opportunity to sit down with Danny and write a book called Some Gave It All. It's his story as a young Marine in the Vietnam War. In 1968 and 1969, Danny was sent to Southeast Asia to help fight to keep us free. He earned 2 Purple Hearts in that war, among other medals for valor. Now, you may be more familiar with Danny's life as a martial artist. Danny is one of the top martial artists of all time. He's one of Chuck Norris's top black belts and has trained with Chuck Norris for over 35 years. He is a 9th degree black belt. Yeah, you heard me, a 9th degree. He is the real deal. He's a former world kickboxing champion and a 9-time national martial arts champion. Danny Lane is the real deal, and you're going to be excited as you read this story. It's going to be a page-turner for you, as it was for me as I helped him write this. Pick up your copy today. Some Gave It All. Pick it up at a bookstore near you or at Amazon.com, or if you want an autographed copy, get one off my website at markbowser.com. Now, back to Let Me Tell You a Story.
It was around 7 a.m. on a midsummer morning on the Gulf Shores of America. An 8-year-old boy walked out of the beach house that his family had rented for a summer vacation and walked briskly to the beach that was right in front of their cottage. The sand felt warm as the young boy twiddled it in between his toes. A smile of wonderment creased the corners of the young boy's mouth like a butterfly spreading its wings for the first time. For you see, this was the young boy's first visit to the beach. The boy immediately began searching for seashells. He gathered them up in his shirt tail until it couldn't hold any more. He knelt on his knees and dumped his small treasure on the sand in front of him. As he was investigating and even scrutinizing his treasure, he noticed an old man walking towards him carrying a basket in his left arm. As the old man got closer, he smiled at the young boy and said, "Good morning, young man. Beautiful day, isn't it?" The young boy looked up at the old man and simply said, "Yeah." "I see that you are gathering up some seashells," said the old man. "Yeah, they're great. Look how many I have found." "That is a lot. You certainly are a good finder." "This is a great beach for finding seashells," said the old man. He noticed that the young boy was staring at his basket. "Do you want to have a look?" The young boy nodded and stood up so he could peer into the basket. Inside the basket were 12 crabs. The crabs were milling around, pulling on each other and tugging this way and that. The young boy looked up at the old man and asked, "Don't you need a top on that basket so they don't get out?" "Nah," said the old man. "As long as you have more than one, you never need to put a top on the basket."
"Why?"
asked the bewildered boy. "Well," said the old man, "if you only have one crab in the basket, then you do need to have a top on it because it will climb right out. But as long as you have more than one crab, you never need a top on the basket because as soon as one tries to jump out or climb out, the rest of them will reach up and yank it back down in the basket."
"Really? Why do they do that?"
"Well, you see, crabs are losers." The old man looked up thoughtfully and then said, "You know, young man, some people are like crabs too. Have you ever heard the saying that that person is a little crabby today? It means that they are in a bad mood or being rude. Do you like being around a person like that?" With his eyes as big as snowballs, the young boy shook his head.
"Me either," said the old man.
"So what if you and I make a pact? Let's you and me decide to never be like these here crabs in the basket, all right?" The boy nodded his head and smiled up at the old man. With that, the old man picked up his basket, said goodbye, and went on his way. The young boy, now all grown up, held the seashell, which he kept on his family room mantle. His wrinkled, weathered hand held it as if it were a cherished gem. He nodded to no one in particular and then turned around and handed the shell to a little 8-year-old girl. The girl with red hair and freckles looked up at the boy, now an old man, and asked, "Grandpa, is this one of the seashells you found on that beach 60 years ago?"
"It sure is, Susan."
"It kind of looks like a crab, doesn't it, Grandpa?" said the girl.
"It certainly does.
Susan, let me tell you a little story about crabs."
This is Mark Bowser. Thanks for listening today.
Looking for a speaker for your next meeting or organizational event? Look no further than Mark Bowser. Mark Bowser is one of the top motivational business speakers on the circuit today. He is the ultimate storyteller, writing several books including Unlocking the Champion Within, Some Gave It All with Danny Lane, Jesus, Take the Wheel, Sales Success with Zig Ziglar, Nehemiah on Leadership, and the soon-to-be-released Leadership Mastery. Mark Bowser has presented seminars to Southwest Airlines, Princeton University, United States Marine Corps, Dell Computers, Purdue University, FedEx Logistics, and many, many more. Book Mark Bowser today for your next event. Contact him today at markbowser.com.